Were you ever asked to sing outside?
That a cappella group learned a song called, it was a music called Ballad for American. It was a beautiful song, and they wanted to take that to other camps and take it out to different places to see that this is the kind of song that the kids in camp are singing. It's all about America. It's a history of America from King George in England and to the machine age or whatever, but it was a wonderful song, and they wanted to introduce it to all the other camps, but they could never get the permission. But we did have the outlying Caucasians come in to the camp to listen to the program that we did sing for them. The Caucasian people in Bishop and Lone Pine and Ridgecrest, they all came in to listen to the program that we all sang it.
And where were they, is this the auditorium?
The auditorium was not built yet. Maybe it was built already. It could have been in the auditorium. No, it was not in the auditorium. It was in a big mess hall. Yeah, I remember now, it was in a mess hall.
And what would be the occasion that the local people would come into
camp? I guess it was just by advertisement or whatever, by word of mouth, whatever. They said this program was going to be on, and so they came in and listened.
And these were like musical programs?
Yes, but it was, I believe it was the only thing that was presented, was that one song. It was a long song, it's a history of America.
And wow, so how, when you say, it must have been a long song.
Yeah, it was a long song, yes. And it was all of us took part in it, and we narrated, and we sang different parts of it, and maybe there was orchestra too, I don't remember. The orchestra might have performed before or whatever, but
It's called The Ballad for America.
Ballad for America.
And do you know who wrote this?
I have the sheet music, but I mean, I have the music at home, but I'll find it.
Okay, I'm just, I never heard this. Did you ever go out outside camp, other places in Owens Valley?
Camp, never.
Did you guys have a sense, like in places like, you know, Lone Pine or Independence or Bishop, how the townspeople felt about the Japanese in the camp?
I'm sure there was lots of animosity. They really said they didn't want that camp there among them. But the government said, we're going to put it up, and they put it up. And the people of the citizens of Lone Pine, Bishop, Independence, actually volunteered to work in camp in the different departments. One was in a Red Cross section of at the very beginning. She was in the Red Cross, and some people worked in the electrical department and plumbing, and they all got paid by the government. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever develop relationships with any of the people?
Yes.
So describe some of those.
This one lady who became a nurse became our dear friend, and her husband ran a gas station in the Independence, and I can't even remember her name yet. But we used to, she used to come in and we used to get together with her after the camp, and we became friends, and we would take things to her that she couldn't get over there, and we had a fish market, so we would take fresh things to her, and we just became fast friends. And there were people who worked in the county seat is in Independence, and that they oversee everything in Lone Pine and Independence and Bishop. And the librarian there became a very good friend, and she donated a lot of things to my husband to put into the museum, my husband's connection with the Eastern California Museum that she had collected in camp. And even the director of the camp, Mr. Ralph Merritt, his son became a very fast friend. We used to go to his place in Fontana, and we just did a lot of things together.
That's good.